Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lindsay. May I please have the email address that's on the account you're calling in about?
Yes, and there shouldn't be an account, but I'll tell you, you're charging me. So it's sao@unc.edu.
Okay, thank you. And may I please have your first and last name?
Shirley Ort.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. I was able to locate this associated with the website, propertyrecord.com.
Yes, and I authorized a one-time $1 charge, and immediately I was charged $18.95. And at the same time I was charged that, I received a fraud alert from my bank, and so I tried to stop that payment. They investigated through a fraud claim the last two times, and then they recommended I change my credit card account, and I did that, and still the charge showed up this month. So I don't know why I was charged in the first time anything more than $1, and I want it to stop. And also I wanted to let you know that U.S. Bank is investigating the third charge already.
Okay. Sounds good. So the propertyrecord.com, they charge a dollar deposit. On the second page, it talks about how it's a dollar up front, and it's an $18.95 packet where you can look up 19 reports per month. So I can get this canceled for you. I would have been able to issue you full refunds of that, but when you said that the bank's already investigating, they'll have
to
finish their dispute.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they'll give us a call and have us verify information and this and that. Maybe we can come to an agreement for them to drop it so we can refund. Yes, ma'am,
because It's really unfortunate. I think it's deceptive. I recently had a property transaction here, and all I was trying to do was pay a county bill for $42. Mm-hmm. And it appeared to me that this company was the collection entity for the county. And that's why I initiated contact in the first place. But anyhow, I think it's deceptive. I also am an attorney myself. I pay attention to these things. So I appreciate what you can do, and I know U.S. Bank will be working on it as well.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I have a confirmation number if you would like to write it down for your records.
Okay. I will.
Okay, perfect.
Just one moment. I'm going to grab a pen.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And if you wanted to tell your bank, they could give us a call so we could go over and verify all the information we have. If they wanted to drop the active dispute right now, we would be able to go ahead and refund you the 2 months of $18.95 that it charged.
Okay, it would be a total of three.
Okay, so it had already charged you for February as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So the confirmation number
is 325-9042.
Okay. I thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a great day. Goodbye.
You bet. Bye-bye.